CliffCentral.com. All right, a few things that you need to know today. First of all, Herschel Gibbs is in court for drinking. You remember all those years ago, 2014, he was driving and he collided with a Toyota, and he appears in court today to defend his charges of drunk driving.
It's been thrown out of court for that long.
Yeah. Something that could happen to anybody, really, because in Cape Town, people in Camps Bay drink, and then...
Well, look, I mean...
they have to get home somehow, and Uber was only just catching on.
You know, I've got no sympathy for Herschel in this instance because he went down Seapoint Main Road. Everybody knows in Cape Town, when you have a bender, you take high-level road. You do not go down Seapoint Main Road. It's as simple as that.
In other news, Bell Pottinger's James Henderson, the CEO, quits. He also owns 40% of Bell Pottinger. That company earned 20 million rand from the Guptas during the time that they were held on, retainer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're publicly, according to him anyway, going to release their report of what exactly happened. And they've got to be 100% honest. That was the condition. You remember Phumzile Van Dam went over to the UK for the hearings, and they found Bell Pottinger in contravention of all kinds of PR codes and all kinds of ethical behavior.
Wow.
So this guy's quit, but we don't know if they're going to pay back their money, which they really should do.
But still, the silver lining is a bit of truth, though, because there was never any in this.
Well, we hope that, but we want them to tell the whole truth. We want them to tell us exactly what they were involved in, exactly what they did, exactly who they paid. Then we'll be interested in coming to terms with them. But they are saying that Bell Pottinger looks like it may go out of business. Couldn't happen to nicer people, right? In other news, the more a man earns, the more desirable he is.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that news? I just thought we knew that.
Well, yeah. It seems kind of obvious. OkCupid, the dating site, has released a whole bunch of interesting stuff. First of all, here's the first one. Men are not as tall as they say they are. Men, on average, are 2 inches shorter than they say on OkCupid.
I hope it's not where it comes.
Well, no. Sorry. We're talking about heights here. Also, people are actually 20% poorer than they say. So you're allowed to say how much you earn there. And all the guys who earn 100K on that survey get lots of messages. The guys who earn less than 50K a month get very few messages by comparison. But they all lie. All of them say they're 20% richer than they actually are.
Yeah, sure. It's like when you're in your 20s, you probably say you sleep with 20% more women than you really have.
Correct.
Guys do this.
The more attractive the picture is, the likelier it is it's out of date.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Oh.
Someone has a really hot picture, chances are it's a month or more older, sometimes up to 3 years older.
And that was after 6 months of like lean and mean dieting to right. go on a certain holiday.
Correct. And here's an interesting side fact to that. 80% of the people who say they are bisexual are actually only interested in one gender.
Oh.
Is that a desirable thing nowadays to say you're bisexual?
No, but the people who are saying that they're bisexual are actually more into one gender, whether it's the males or the females, but they're doing it because bisexuality opens up the field for them. And here's something you didn't know. The leaders of the world and number of children they've got. Mm-hmm. All right. Donald Trump has...
Five
kids?
The two sons.
Two sons, two daughters, and the little kid, Baron.
Yeah, five.
Erdogan of Turkey, 4.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un?
Ooh, I wouldn't know.
2. Vladimir Putin?
God bless if he does have kids.
3?
2. Xi Jinping of China?
8.
1.
Of course, it's not legal to have 8.
Correct.
Can't we somehow get to a pattern?
Well, listen. Abe of Japan? 0. None. Macron of France?
0. Yeah.
Jacob Zuma of South Africa?
Wait. Merkel? 0. May of Britain? 0.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Uh-huh. There we go.
And Jacob Zuma, 25.
At last count.
Yeah.
We don't know. This could change.
So it seems the more evolved the country, all I'm saying is. Mm-hmm. Right?
That is brilliant.
And then finally, in the things you need to know this morning, Cyril's affair, do we care? Well, There was a story that came out years ago at the grave site of François Mitterrand, the former French president.
Mm-hmm.
While he was being lowered into the grave, there were two women holding each other and crying in their widow's weeds. They were wearing all the black, right? Mm-hmm. And these two women, everybody said, well, who's the one? Because we know the one's his wife. The other one was his mistress of 33 years.
And they were holding each other, comforting
yep,
each other.
Yep. And he had a child with her out of wedlock. And the media knew about it, but they never ever spoke about it. And it wasn't a big deal. And the French who did know didn't think it was salacious and it needed to be on the front page of the newspaper because they liked him as a president. They didn't care for what he was doing in his private life. And the people who did care weren't French. Because the French don't give a damn about that stuff.
Well, they would be suspicious if you didn't have a mistress.
Correct. So, but the deal...
But Gareth, and whose interest is it for people to think that Cyril is a blesser slash player
of
the field?
Of course it's in the interests of the Inkosi Sana Dlamini Zuma camp.
But I don't think they're smart enough to even go on a smear campaign.
No. And I don't think this will hurt Cyril. Certainly not among people who didn't have his support anyway. And I don't think that the people who do support him give a shit about what the Inkosi Sana Dlamini Zuma camp leak. And you can see this is a smear. And this is what Justice and I spoke about last week. It's the era of the smearer until December. Get ready for it. Those are the five things you need to know. CliffCentral.com.